The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter the seed of the land, would sleep and rise night and day. Through it all the seed would sprout and grow. He knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. When the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest is come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed that when it is sown in the ground, it is the smallest of all seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants, puts forth large branches, that the birds of the sky could dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them. But to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. A special welcome to all of our fathers who are here today. Let's give our dads a big round of applause, okay? I'll give you a special blessing at the end of Mass. You know, every year on Father's Day, we ask my dad what he wants to do, and he always tells us the same thing. "I just want pizza," right? Where do you want the pizza from, Dad? Round table, right? So this afternoon, God willing, I'll be able to go and spend some time with my dad. I see my dad all the time. I actually took him out Friday morning for Father's Day in our hometown of Wilmington, where we grew up. I was back in the hood, as I always say. And we were eating at a restaurant we've gone to our whole life. So you probably have those places yourself, do you not? Where you walk in and the waiter already knows what you're going to order before you say it. So we were eating breakfast, just my dad and I, at Avalon Boulevard in Wilmington, the heart of the harbor, as they call it. And my dad always gets a chile verde omelet. And I got, I was eating a chorizo omelet. And we were having a good time, just my dad and I. And in walks this cholo-looking kid, right? And it was just my dad and I in the restaurant, and I thought, uh-oh, what's going to happen now, right? And he walks in, and he was picking up some food, and as he's walking out, he looks at me, he says, "Are you Father Ricky?" And I said, "I am." I didn't know where he was going with it. He said, "My name is," and he told me his name, and my heart dropped. He was the very first kid I ever baptized, right? 16 years ago, almost 17 years ago, when I was a deacon at St. Anthony's in Long Beach. And when I baptized him, the pastor told me, "Always pray for this kid every day." And I teased him. I said, "Man, I thought you were going to come in here and start fighting with me." And he said, "No, Father." He goes, "I'm dressed like this because I'm casual." He goes, "You know, I'm in honors classes. He's in AP classes." And he goes, "And I go to Mass every Sunday." And it really, really warmed my heart. I kind of felt bad because I was stereotyping my own people really quick, right? You've done it yourself. Don't act like you haven't, right? But it was really, really cool to see because I hadn't seen this. He was a baby, 3 months old. And now I got to see him like this tall, you know, about 5'11". And to see that he was doing good really warmed my heart. And for those of you who are parents or teachers or no matter what your calling is, we accompany people in life, do we not? And sometimes as parents in particular, it can get very frustrating because you think, are they ever listening to me? Are they ever going to change? And sometimes we have to remind ourselves that we are all just like this mustard seed in the gospel, that we all start so small, and God is so very patient with each and every one of us that we need to be patient with ourselves and with one another. So our Lord gives us this beautiful image today of the mustard seed. And he's telling us to grow in our holiness, to grow as disciples of Christ. And we can only do that if we pray every day. I applaud you for being at Mass here early. You say, I'm going to start my Sunday by gathering around the Lord's table. But it's much more than just coming to Mass on Sunday. We need to be people of prayer throughout the week. And the more that we pray, the more that we will grow in our spiritual life and stay focused and stay on track. We also will grow in our holiness as disciples if we follow the law of God. Now, I want you to raise your hand if you know more than God right now. Good, I'm 2 for 2. Nobody's raised their hand at any masses of Holy Family. The law of God is such a beautiful thing because the law of God allows us to live out our life to its fullest potential, to choose holiness over sinfulness, to choose kindness and compassion and mercy, and to do good things in the name of the Lord. So if we're people of prayer and following God's law and allowing God to form us, we will grow. And finally, we will grow as disciples of Christ if we gather with one another. That's why it's so important that we're here together on Sunday as God's people, as a community. That's why it's important that we gather with our families and our loved ones to celebrate life, to walk with each other, to accompany people, to tell them it's going to be okay in those difficult moments, to support each other and to build each other up. So my dear friends, that is how we will grow into holy disciples. And we are so blessed with our faith, but we need to be patient with ourselves and with one another. So often we're our own worst enemies, are we not? I've shared this with you before, but when I go to confession myself, sometimes I feel like a broken record, right? I'm sure you feel like that in your own journey. So God is so very patient with you. You're like that beautiful seed that he planted, and he loves you, and he already sees you one day with him in heaven. So let us be patient with ourselves and strive to be people of prayer. Let's strive to walk with each other in life and to follow the law of God so that we will stay focused on our journey towards heaven. Amen? Amen. So where do you need to be more patient with yourself in life? Where do you need to be more patient with yourselves? Let's reflect upon that right now and bring that to God, who's so very patient with each and every one of us.